Today I'd like to introduce to you a very interesting new movie, which is Corpus Christi by Jan Komasa, nominated for an Oscar in 2019. It is a very intelligent movie about a young boy whose life has not been the easiest one. He's in the youth detention center. This is where he meets a priest and decides to become one too. Unfortunately, being in a detention center, he is not allowed to do it. After he leaves the center, he moves to a small town at opposite ends of Poland, where he is supposed to work in a woodworking shop. When he arrives at the town, he is accidentally mistaken for a priest, and he doesn't set it straight. You've probably start thinking what crazy things are going to happen in the movie, in which a young boy pretends to be a priest. But the movie is not only about his pretending to be a clergyman, but rather about the mentality of Polish people, especially those who live in a village, which doesn't really seem to differ from the mentality of foreign villages. The movie tells a story about the place which experienced a great tragedy and which still hasn't recovered. You can see a similar story in the movie Footloose, in which a group of young people died in a car accident while returning home from a party. In a movie, we can see their friends and families who grieve for ones they've lost and who can't accept what happened. For the accident, they blame the driver of the other car, who probably was not the guilty one. The young people were going back from a party, drunk, so they couldn't control the car. In Corpus Christi, the young man pretending to be a priest decides to help the people living in the town to get over the tragedy. He wants to show them that they have to go on, but he realizes that the people who often go to church and seem to be good ones are so deeply hurt that the tragedy have changed them. The situation gets complicated when a new boy comes to the town to work in a woodworking shop. He's the main character's friend, who obviously recognizes him. I won't tell you what happens next, you have to find out yourself. The movie was first displayed at the festival in Venice. As I mentioned before, Corpus Christi was nominated for an Oscar in 2019. It also received many awards, among others it was qualified to the category Masters at Toronto International Film Festival. What is most remarkable in the movie is not the plot or the way the movie was directed, but the acting of Bartosz Bielenia, the actor playing the main character. He debuted in Corpus Christi and was awarded at the 70th edition of Berlin International Film Festival, which is also known as Berlinale. He also received a special prize called European Shooting Star. The prize is annually granted to young, auspicious actors from all over the world. The jury explained the choice with the following words: the wicked and the saint, an angel and a devil. If you think that one person cannot combine such contradictions, you have to think again. I also believe that nobody else could play this role, because it is a very difficult one, which can be overdone. If you are not intrigued by the movie, you should at least be intrigued by the character of the actor, who surely will rise to stardom. I know that he has recently attended a casting for an American Netflix show, and I hope we will see him there. I really recommend watching Corpus Christi, as it is a very interesting movie which can help you understand Polish people. It shows how our traditions and language are linked to the religion. Everyone who is fond of Polish culture will take relish in watching this movie.